Welcome back to another episode of Stroke Studios. We're back. The whole crew is here today, except for Steve. Episode 80, guys.
Yes, sir. Big 80.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You know, before we get started, just go and do a lot of social media spiel, you know. If you know, obviously on YouTube, follow us on Stroke Studios on YouTube. We have a gaming channel, Stroke Studios Gaming. Twitter, Studio Stroke. Studio Stroke. And then my Instagram is Struggle Studios _.
And we also have a TikTok, Struggle Studio, a Facebook page, Struggle Studio, a Discord, Struggle Studio.
Yeah,
that's it. We everywhere, bro.
Yeah,
we everywhere.
If you're looking for us, you'll find us, bro.
Oh, God, you will. See, I'm right behind you right now.
Yeah. I hope
why,
not.
Why would I look behind you?
I mean, it's been a minute since we've been here. We're going to explain what happened. But let's go and reintroduce our host.
We're a little rusty.
Yeah, a little rusty.
So bear with us. Mm-hmm. Bear with us. We rusty, so give us 5 stars on all platforms, too.
Yeah. As usual, Cassius. We got Grant.
Yes, sir.
Brother CJ.
Let's get it.
And then our new recurring host is our sister, Sharla.
Hey.
You already know when the Sharla here, some anime topics are going to be popping off.
Spinning a nerdy.
You already know what it is.
Yeah, she dropped some blasphemous takes and we've got to expose her, alright?
Okay, we'll get to that in the topics, okay?
Yeah, we'll get that later. Alright, but where was the freaking pod, bro? Like, where was it?
We had a whole time skip.
Yeah, a whole time skip, bro.
look at my hair. Look at my hair. This is not the same.
Set up a little different. What happened, bro?
What didn't happen, bro? What didn't happen?
Right. Where did we start?
Today, you started off, bro.
Alright, so...
Can you do the introduction, I guess.
Yeah. It's all CJ's fault.
Dang, bro.
What's it? It was CJ.
Was
on.
It?
So...
Different debate. Different debate.
Okay. So one day, I was, you know, I must tell you all the story. I was getting ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the vibe fell off. When I woke up this morning, I ate breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really tired, you know?
CJ, could you taste that breakfast?
Hmm?
Could you taste that breakfast?
I actually tasted my breakfast. Mm. But, you know, the energy felt off. So, I was like, dang, something ain't right. I was like, can I stay home? I was like, yeah, you can stay home. And then, should I get the big reveal that, you know, I had COVID.
Plot twist.
Dang, bro. I was like.
So, COVID's real confirmed, see? They're saying.
Yeah, COVID's real.
Then I was next, right?
I mean, yeah.
Here's my story. All right, so basically, I get up in the morning. I actually felt fine this morning. You know, I ate my breakfast. I could taste it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the bus stop, got to school. I said my first period. I was like, dang. Feeling horrible. I can barely even focus. Like, dang. Why am I like this? And I thought, no, I can't have it. And then I called mom in the bathroom. Got back to school, got the big test, boom, COVID, Rona, Mrs. C.
For me, I feel like I had the not that craziest version, all right? I think I had like a, okay, first I took the vaccine, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Took the one-shot vaccine, you know.
We got the J&J.
Yeah.
What the hell? I thought they stopped selling that. Yeah. You got the J&J. I thought they definitely saw something.
I found it somewhere, nigga. I go to black market, but I got it. Cause I don't want to wait until 2 weeks or whatever. I just want to get done to get the vaccine card. So I went and got the shot. Freaking, that shit had me on my ass day two, bro. So, day one. day one the vaccine. I was cool. Day two, I was dying.
Wait,
bro.
Can you still taste after you took the vaccine?
Yeah, I
can still taste right.
No, I'm not talking about COVID, Charlotte. Not COVID. I'm talking about the vaccine.
It's
right?
The prerequisite, bro.
The day I was woozy as hell. So after the vaccine shit went away,
mm-hmm.
I went to work, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt normal, all right? So then I got home, and I had like a big old fever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell's going on? Sure enough, tested, positive, bro.
Damn.
Dang.
And for the whole experience, to me, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, I just had, like, really... Well, it was awful, actually. But, like, the only symptom I had was a sore throat.
Yeah, that, that's, should, that's worse. My ass, that's bro. Worst sore throat of my life. I can even say. I can confidently say that.
Like one night, I tried to eat an orange. All right, mm-hmm. That shit feel like it's. How can I say that on YouTube? It feel like it sliced my freaking neck open, bro.
Damn.
Bro, like it was so painful, bro. It's so painful.
Trying to drink was a struggle too.
Nigga like me, my antibody was up, bro. I was not affected at all.
Built different. The footstone got him. His body was kicking in.
Nigga built different.
Yeah. Clearly built different. You know, double vax and everything. You know.
He simply washed away the vaccine. I mean, washed away COVID with his ways, bro.
Yeah, exactly. See, thank you, sir. Thank you. Like, I don't know. I mean, you niggas are weak. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
You know, I was going to the pop on myself, but you know, it was in here. I didn't want to expose myself anymore. But yeah. We back, and then it kind of rolled into like Valentine's Day, and everyone kind of kind of went its separate ways and did the thing of Valentine's. And then now we back pretty much. Steve said, "Y'all so sick, and he still ain't coming back." just to make sure. But yeah, that's how we took a little hiatus. Good to be back. I had a whole bunch of topics. I didn't think I'd be sitting that long. Had a whole bunch of topics. It came and went. Yeah. You know, yeah. Roddy vanished from the social media. Had a fire on how to sniff it.
I've been low, I've been high.
Y'all boot him off Twitter, threw eggs at him. We had freaking Joe Rogan get kicked out of there. Got a bunch of topics, bro. 70 clips, bro.
It's 70 clips?
Yeah, or no, 70 episodes. You gotta pick it off, I think.
Oh, shit.
Clip, I don't know how many times that fly. Yeah, flip.
Short. Sorry, do you think he's right or wrong?
Huh?
Like, are you his side or are you not his side?
I guess.
Oh, for those who know, Joe Rogan, the big ass podcast. You watch podcasts, you know who Joe Rogan is.
He's the biggest podcast in the world.
He got outed. Not outed.
It wasn't out because I knew he said. I knew.
Yeah, it clips. Was like old clips. Some more new, some more recent. Of them using the N word.
Yeah.
Whether it was in like context of him like retelling a story mm-hmm. or retelling like something someone else said,
mm-hmm.
He would use it like it was like just you know. Yeah. And Joe Rogan is a white man, 100%. You know. Yeah.
He's using it. I will say,
for your opinion.
Excuse me. I will say when he did use it, not capping, not defending him. When he did use it, he wasn't using it as like the insult. It was kind of just saying the word. You know what I mean? Like just mm-hmm. saying it as a word as itself. You know. Mm-hmm. They had any business saying it? No. The most flagrant thing was, and I seen the clip before. He said him and his friends went to go see the to go see Planet Apes. And I guess I don't know why they couldn't find them on the other side of town. Or they wanted to be more immersed in experience. So they went to the hood.
Ain't no way.
And he said he felt like he was in Planet of the Apes. But to me, this was like, I just know, I'm so used to freaking the whole carrot and the stick approach with like media. I can just tell when I'm getting baited, you know? Like, they came after him for the vaccine stuff. And then when that didn't work, they did the whole race thing. Like I don't appreciate being used as a pawn, you know. Like I didn't think the hate was sincere, so like I didn't really pay too much attention to it. And like I've heard him on podcasts. I don't know him personally, but I listen to hours and hours and hours of podcasts. I never once thought that he might have been like racist, you know. I never got the racist vibe. Have you? From what you hear?
Oh, I mean the clips do make him look bad.
Yeah, well, you put 70 N words back. Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I don't know him in real life, but I guess from what I have seen, I wouldn't have thought that before, you know, he's like open-minded person. I don't see him being racist, but you never know at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't vouch for him. I don't know him like that, but
yeah.
Yeah. It didn't ruin my day. It didn't like,
yeah, I didn't care at all. I'm sorry. Yeah.
They wanted us to care. You could tell it kept pushing it, but
I'm saying I didn't care because Rogan, if it's someone else, I would probably hear it.
Yeah. If it's somebody I trusted like Tom Holland, I'm like, damn, you Tom?
Nigga.
But yeah, we'll be back. Alright. CJ, I know you hyped for this, bro. What's today? Today's the 21st.
Wait, hold up. You ready? Look at the shirt. All black. You ready?
Today is the 21st, 2/21/22 when we're recording this. And if Kanye not a liar anymore, if he's a changed man, tonight at midnight. 2/22/22 Donna 2 supposed to drop. That's tonight, all right? But it's a catch, bro. Unless you get that stem player.
You ain't got this?
Yeah, if you ain't got that,
you ain't got that.
you ain't hearing it, bro. He said that he's not release it Donda 2 on any of the streaming services or any platform. Yeah. Except for you don't believe him? Except for on the STEM player. Which is I think it's a cool little toy. I don't know if I actually
cool little toy.
Yeah, it definitely is cool. I don't get how it works, but
it like breaks the song. I'm
just I get what it does, but yeah. I don't get how it works. Like how is that like can do any song or
I think any song.
Like how?
So you can take Smiley's verse out of Over the Top.
Oh, I thought more like freaking like you can make an acapella if you really want to or like
yeah, but that includes it breaks everything now.
Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, crazy. It's cool. So I'm with Grant. I don't believe that he's gonna keep his whole STEM
player. He's not.
He might do an exclusive like whatever
for a week maybe.
For a week.
I don't think it's dropping on the STEM either.
You don't think it's dropping tonight?
Honestly, I think he's going to have a little show because he already had tickets, so he's going to do a show. Okay.
I heard Apple Caps. Well, no, Apple was sponsoring it. They don't sponsor it.
Yeah, he still has a show for Miami. You can buy tickets right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's gonna do a show. Mm-hmm. He's gonna perform the album, kind of like he did the first rollout. Remember? He performed it, then drop it or anything. Performed it again, dropping anything.
Yeah.
Performed it again, and then I think some shit got leaked a little bit, and then he had it drop. Ended up had to drop it. So I think the same thing happened really. Mm-hmm. But instead of again leaked or something like that, I thought he's gonna drop it on the STEM for like a week or something like that, and then it's gonna come to the stream platform because like. He's not that dumb to cut off his audience.
But he's a billionaire, so he don't really care about the numbers or how much it sells.
It's not money though. It's just, it's fan base.
Yeah, but I think in his mind, the people who really fans are going to get it.
I don't know. He's not that.
You seen how ugly Yeezys are, bro? And people buying them things.
Yeah, but he even talk about Yeezys. He's trying to make Yeezys cheaper.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like and he's like that's why he like partnered with like Gap. You know Gap being like freaking crazy brand.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to make more shit more.
Affordable.
Yeah, so I don't see him making an album of $200 for everybody. Mm. So maybe like a limited experience, yeah, but not forever.
Mm. I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to he's not doing it to screw the people. He's trying to like
reinvent music.
Yeah, the artist style where you just put your music straight to your straight to the people who want to listen to it and like skip the middleman type thing. Mm. But I don't know if the consumer is ready for that. Or if that's the right kind of like, I think it would be better if it was an app, you know? Like a Donda 2 app.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even if you have to pay like $7
to get it. Yeah, like a its own platform.
Yeah, even if you have to pay like $7 to get like a Donda 2 app or something like that. that would make more sense.
$7.99.
Yeah, exactly. $2.22.
$2.22.
Whatever.
but before we wrap up the dumb topic, what's some features y'all want to hear?
I want to hear Drake on that bit. I want to hear Drake's. I know nothing happened, bro. But I want him to release his official version of 24, bro. His version of 24 is better than Kanye's version. Not gonna lie.
Damn.
I know he's not gonna be on there, but I know 24 is probably not gonna be on there. But I do want to hear what they sound like today these days together. I like the Fabio. I like the Fabio and Kanye. They haven't missed yet, so I like their.
What were you doing?
I ain't got no.
Don't understand.
You know, obviously Drake, you know, that'd be nice under good feature. Yeah. I'm kind of excited for it, you know. You know, obviously, All Black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some songs, maybe, if I were to get like...
All right, okay, part twos.
Yeah, part twos.
Well, we already know Kid Cudi off that bitch, so dang. No Moon part two.
Dang, bro. I don't know, maybe we can get a... Not jail.
prison.
Guess we're going to jail again.
I don't really have a particular song that I really want on there, you know?
I ain't gonna lie, I think we're gonna miss.
Think so?
Yeah, I think we're gonna miss. It's too soon. Donna, to me, is really not that dead. Like, well, I think it's dead, like talking about wise, but damn, that sounds awful to say out loud about his mom. But, I can't talk to
someone.
I'm sorry.
It's still in rotation.
I don't think it is.
I think it is for me at least.
What is rotation?
You just didn't like Donna, bro. I like your music. Like
I'm talking about like, you can go to Rap Caviar. Like nothing there is on there anymore.
I guess like that. But in my personal rotation, I don't skip every Donna song that comes on. What was I saying? I don't think dropping tonight either. I think the whole thing, I think he's gonna diss Pete and dip, bro. I think what you were saying is like it's too soon. I feel like he kind of already had these beats. Like it's not. I think it's more of a continuation. I think he made a whole bunch of beats that he didn't put on Don the One, and they just empty tracks. So I think it's gonna sound kind of similar to already to like Donda.
So 1.5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's more of a 1.5 than an actual Donda 2. Because I don't think Kanye's ever like had like a, you know, how people have like Culture 1, Culture 2, Culture 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think,
mm-hmm.
and from my knowledge, I don't think he has like albums like that.
Oh yeah, I don't think he ever had a numbered album.
Yet. Yeah, so I think it's more of a continuation of Donda than Donda 2. You know.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not paying $200 for it, bro. I heard somebody say it's gonna go platinum Omega. Oh, they're gonna freaking it's gonna blow up on YouTube. People not paying $200 for it, like.
I agree. And yeah. A better album already coming out tonight. So
who coming out tonight?
Dirkio, I guess is.
Dirk come out tonight?
Yeah, let Dirk come out tonight.
Why am I coming out? Smirky. That's weird. On Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is. I guess the date I connect. So.
Oh.
But. I'm excited for that more. Yeah. Down at 2.
Yeah.
But out of the hip hop shit, let me get into some TV stuff.
Yeah,
movie shit.
All right, everybody knows the game Uncharted, right?
Yeah.
You know Nathan Drake. You know,
my dog.
Are those the one with the weird like healing animations?
No,
what the hell are you talking about?
Uncharted is like
Uncharted. Yeah, it's like the almost like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Can't push an Indiana Jones. Kind
of you know, same for me, Last of Us.
Yeah.
It's like that same company.
So Sony is making an Uncharted movie. I think mm-hmm. it's already out.
Yeah, it's out.
It's already out.
It's out.
Oh,
dang.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. This might just be me. I wasn't hyped for the movie, and I'm still not hyped for it.
I am. Honestly, it looks so bad.
I'm not hyped for it.
Honestly, it's so bad.
And let me tell you why, bro. I think it's a superficial reason why I'm not hyped. Bro, none of the niggas look like the characters, bro. It's like they chose a horrible. Like
got the whole Spider-Man on there, bro.
Yeah, like, that's just Peter Parker, bro. He looks nothing like Nathan Drake. Sully looks nothing like Sully. Like, if anything, like not switch him around, but he should have a dude should have Mark Wahlberg play as Nathan Drake. I don't understand.
Okay. See, I felt that at first, all right?
Yeah.
But it's young Nathan Drake. It's not adult Nathan Drake. What you mean? It's like younger. Like
Tom Holland's face isn't gonna grow anymore.
But I'm telling you, it's young Nathan Drake. Like it's not like, you know, Uncharted 4. It's not.
I see
that,
what you're saying.
It's not that same Nathan Drake. It's like the flashbacks, all right?
Yeah.
But they're like missing the story. So it's not adult Nathan Drake. So that's why he look like the freaking scruffy beard, all that shit. But Mark Wahlberg would be the perfect pick. So it's a weird to have him so close to the movie when he could have been that main character.
Yeah.
But like taking that away from it, bro, I think it's gonna be fire, bro.
Somebody said it's already like made like a 100 million already.
So, oh, yeah. I heard it's doing good box office. But, bro, the movie looks good.
And they already called it a franchise.
I seen, like, a little sneak. I don't want to watch the whole thing because I know, like, it's part of the experience watching the movie.
Yeah.
But it got, like, the Sony cinematic, like, movie universe almost. Like, you know how Marvel has, like, the intro? But Sony has their own thing now.
Okay.
So I'm like, bro, I kind of watch the movie just for that, to see that. Like,
I wonder. Oh, right, let's break it off. What could they. You think they could make, like, a.
God of War movie. We need God of War movie, bro.
I mean, you already got Last of Us.
Yeah, Last of Us. Yeah.
Last of Us coming.
The HBO.
Yeah.
But it's no way they could connect them without being silly, right? There's no way they could like.
I don't want them everything.
Yeah.
Like different verses.
But it's cool. Like a game Sonyverse, pretty much. That is cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I think of it that way. I don't know, bro. It looks like a fun movie. I like fun movies, but like.
Well, they could. They could be like a ready like Player One type shit.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't know I can't picture Kratos and.
It'd be like it's like Guardians of the Galaxy where freaking what's the dark like the Hulk damn near.
Okay.
Like
I don't know. It's one of those things where like when I see it maybe I can understand it. Like just thinking of it, my mind can't really process.
You can't comprehend it.
And the same people who made Uncharted the Uncharted movie, they're already talking about making a freaking Jason Dexter.
Oh yeah. Who said it wanted to be Jason Dexter? Wasn't it fucking Tom Holland again?
Yeah, Tom
said. Damn, he got enough, bro?
I don't know. Who would he even be?
He said he wants to be Jax.
Nah, I don't think he got that role.
If you had a choice, would you like watch it in the theater only or like would you like if it was like on like another platform like a, like Netflix or something like that? Would you watch
it
on that?
I'll watch theaters.
It looked a fun movie. So if I were to watch it, I'll watch in theaters. But I wasn't hyped to go see it like week one or something like that. Like, I wouldn't even be mad to watch on Blu-ray. I don't know. I wasn't hyped, bro. I mean, I'm just Tom Holland out, but like, it didn't look like, if you didn't tell me this on Uncharted, like, I wouldn't really know what you mean. I haven't got that feeling from it. In my opinion.
I disagree.
I didn't get that feeling from it. But yeah, speaking of other movies, since you don't the Uncharted stuff. Doctor Strange, bro. Trailer dropped over the Super Bowl weekend. A lot of juicy tidbits in there. I don't know if Greg just seen it a couple minutes ago, so he didn't get dissected like we did.
Trailer. Heard that old bitch. I seen enough.
Is Doctor Strange about to be bigger than Spider-Man, bro?
I do not think so.
No?
Nah. It's too much nostalgia behind, you know, the Spider-Man movies. Like,
oh, wait, well, no. So, yeah, we're not talking about sales.
Okay, sales.
We're talking about, like, just more ambitious. Like.
Oh, more ambitious?
Like, doing crazier shit. That's what you meant?
Yes. Okay. Definitely. I think definitely, bro. I think it has a possibility to outsell Spider-Man, by the way.
No, the fuck it
yes,
doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
No,
the fuck it doesn't.
I don't think
Spider-Man squeaking on that movie. It's not outselling. It's because it's just by title by itself.
You don't think so?
Just by title by itself, no. You can't outsell Spider-Man, bro.
I don't know. Maybe not. But yeah, the trailer was crazy, man. We saw him, like, jump through different portals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We seen, like, him being arrested for, like, I guess, meddling with time. And, like, girl was asking, like, what he do wrong, I guess. But I think it's a couple things he did wrong. On Doctor Strange 1, he kind of, like, used the time stone to, like, pretty much kill, a deity, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he used the time stone pretty much. I don't know, did he kill it? Did he kill it? Or did he just kind of, like...
I think it's a subdued
it. Just staved it off.
Yeah, like... I think you're able to, like, kill, like, a being like that.
But anyway, he pushed it off. Something that shouldn't have been able to be stopped, he stopped it.
We're not going
to
even talk about what he did with freaking Spider-Man, Peter Parker, what he did, mess with the freaking multiverse and stuff.
Yes.
Either way. Oh, my
God. He messed with the multiverse by pretty much giving everyone the freaking Men in Black little, you know, memory wipe.
He did it the most inefficient way he could have done it.
I wonder, okay, so if that's part of the reason that he's there, okay, mm-hmm. and, like, he going to court, and he
basically... Pretty much.
So are they going to, like, bring it back to him, like, you erased Peter Parker memory?
They don't know Spider-Man.
I don't think he knows he did that.
Like, yeah. That's why he doesn't know he did that.
And, okay? and keep
so
in mind...
So I'm saying, when he go back to the court, they're going to have receipts, ain't they?
Yeah, obviously. So
is that going to reintroduce him to Peter Parker?
They're probably doing a sideways, like, you wipe the minds multiple times. Because he said he did it one time before. So he probably can keep it kind of like...
Also, can we talk about his conversation with Wanda real quick?
Yeah. Hold on. My bad. And not only did he do that... He messed up time by telling Tony Stark or whoever, telling the Avengers pretty much how to defeat Thanos, you know? Yeah. Like, doing the whole, like, one, like... He messed up. Thanos was supposed to happen. Like, that was part of the universe.
Did he see that?
Oh, I know.
He wasn't supposed to tell him.
Technically,
it was supposed to happen because.
That was the one universe that happened.
This is more, mm-hmm. this is more like canon stuff, but. Because in Loki, you know how that girl said that was supposed to happen? That's what they said in Loki, mm-hmm. in that universe. So, you
know, that's yeah.
What I'm saying. Oh, yeah, he Loki did see. Because I just got done with picking Infinity War a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, like, yeah, I remember the whole strategy was he's like he's never given time someone wait to Thanos.
Yeah.
And then he checked what about always he could win.
Yeah.
And he like, okay, you can have it for give you the spare
yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see that.
He broke a bunch of laws, all right?
Yeah.
And if you know a little bit about like the comic just a little bit, those chairs are like, I think there's six of them. That's part of the Illuminati. And Illuminati usually makes like not the real Illuminati, the Marvel Illuminati. They make like big decisions to like pretty much like if something multiverse happened on, Illuminati pretty much makes decision what's gonna happen.
Like
when Hulk went crazy that one time, there are people who sent him off the planet to the World Hulk planet. Like that's
right, in the comics or in movies.
In the comics. In movies, Hulk went by himself.
Okay, yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah. But yeah. I think it'd be hype, bro. We already heard Professor X, so that confirms that like the mutants are coming to the MCU.
Yeah, we already knew that. Yeah.
Some people are saying that it could be like another version of T'Challa on the because they zoomed in on everybody sitting down. It kind of like him, but other people are saying it could be like Mr. Fantastic from the old movies. Because he's part of Illuminati. Reed Richards is part of the Illuminati. But yeah.
Fuck.
It'd be cool just to see like the Fantastic Four being introduced and everything like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I just think, personally, I would love a lot of that shit happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. I feel like people will put way too much in their basket, you know, like with this movie. Like, when it comes out, I just don't see it pleasing everybody. Like, I don't see people like, oh, Toby's coming back.
I heard that too.
Freaking Iron Man's coming back. Yeah. A different version of Iron Man coming back. I guess we got mutants confirmed with the trailer.
That'd be kind of productive if that happened, right?
What, bringing Tony back?
No, I don't think it's Tony. I don't think it's Tony. I think it's different.
Yeah, either way, I think it'd be kind of.
Well, I think it's Tony, but I think it's like Superior Iron Man, or he's like a douchebag, even more of a douchebag.
What's the Tony Stark one?
Yeah,
think it's Robert or no?
Hmm?
Robert Lee?
No, not for multiverse.
Oh, okay.
I think they might bring him back later on, like in the future. Like I think Secret Wars, that'd be more of an example to bring him back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see all that creation happening in the movie. So like it just sounds way too like fan service, like fan written, like freaking Spider-Man, X-Men, Iron Man.
I heard a theory that this whole thing is like a it could be. And then this I don't believe this theory, but just interesting here. This whole movie is like a whole like illusion pretty much. Like what? It's not a Doctor Strange movie. Like you can go there expecting to see a Doctor Strange movie, and he's gonna be in it, but it's more of like a mutant type Wanda movie. That's the theory I've heard. I've never heard a movie do that before. Where the trailer tells you like one thing, you go to think the thing you're about to see like a Doctor Strange movie, and like he's in it because I don't think they're gonna do Benedict Cumberbatch like that. And then it's mostly like a mutant X Men Fantastic Four type thing. That would be cool.
That sounds way too big, bro. For them to just like obviously.
I don't think they can fit that in one movie.
Yeah, obviously they had a sense of No Way Home, so they going they see like they keep shit secret a little bit or like teasing shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it works, you know. Yeah. But I don't see them doing it every single movie now. Like I don't see them bringing in niggas every single movie. Mm-hmm. Niggas from everywhere, old niggas, new niggas.
I heard somewhere that they bringing like the other two Hulks back.
Yeah, see, like bro, stop, bro.
I ain't gonna lie though. I've done myself a favor. I just started meeting people, bro. Like, everything gets spoiled. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of No Way Home for me got, like, it wasn't necessarily spoiled, but, like, a lot of the excitement was taken away because, like, I kind of knew
entire... That's what I said, but we didn't review that. I said the internet ruined No Way Home.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, because it's not really spoilers, because, like, the movie's not out, so you really don't know what's gonna happen, but you kind of... Yeah. It's like we know everything that could happen, you know. Yeah, there was no room for surprises.
It's like, kind of like when you do connect the dots. You kind of know the dots, but once you connect, you kind of see those stories.
You know what was gonna happen, but you know when, you know.
Yeah,
and I didn't like that, but you can't really blame the movie because it's not them. It's like just leakers and shit.
So I've been muting people left and right, blocking people. Mm-hmm. It is kind of like take away from the whole like excitement for the movie. But I ain't gonna lie, I'm hyped for this. I'm definitely gonna see it in theaters. I wasn't hyped for Doctor Strange in 2015 whenever it came out. I didn't see that in theaters, but
this one, I still haven't seen Doctor Strange 1.
It was good.
I didn't see it, but I just haven't.
Doctor Strange 1 is good. It's good. I'm hyped for it. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all said it's not even bigger than Spider Man.
No. Just by name. Myself. Yeah. Maybe if it's called Spider Man Multiverse, then I'd see it passing the shit. But just by Doctor Strange.
Do you think there's an ability to like do too much in a movie? Like,
yes.
Y'all,
yes. I'm saying, whatever I want in it, that's too much, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no way it can be, like, that thorough, that, it can be plot holes. Like I just don't see him doing it, bro.
I think it's been a huge problem in Marvel movies, especially.
What you mean?
Like, fitting way too much, okay, you know how there's, like, a lot of, like, Marvel, like, shows and stuff to, like, fill, like, those are, like, made to, like, fill in the holes of, like, what's left behind movies, you know? Like, and I got a feeling like not everything's gonna be explained in this movie, and not everything's gonna be like able to like fit.
Yeah.
In that like 2 hour, like 2 hour and 30 minutes,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 hours tops probably.
Unless you go in the Endgame route, I don't want all the niggas in there. Like not Endgame or Infinity War. Like how like this part two with Endgame.
The only way I think it could work is if they're like little one and done's, like they're dying, like they're getting killed off. Like people that you've seen. They're just getting killed off like that. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Or like the universe are like collapsing. Like jump to the universe, get destroyed. Jump to the universe, get destroyed. Just kind of just to be a little cameo, and
you think it's more like cameos, or you think introducing to the world?
I think some people begin to introduce. I think I'm pretty sure. I got a huge hunch that Deadpool's gonna introduce in the world in this movie. You're gonna see some chimichangas.
I just don't see it. Like I just said, that fits.
Because like, they got the properties. If they're gonna bring him in, I think now on time to really do it.
They don't really need to. They don't really need to with that Deadpool. Deadpool just walk in. Bro.
No mutants. Like you have to bring the mutants. They have to somehow bring the mutants.
Well, yeah, mutants 100% confirmed. Like, yeah. I don't question. Wow, I don't know what you mean by mutants.
Like
how's that gonna work? Like is it like a couple of them, or is it like?
I think it's been a bunch of them niggas.
Like what does that mean? Because, like, mutants in the X-Men universe or whatever, there's, like, everywhere, you know?
Yeah, I think they're
going to So, like, are they going to take, like, this, what, Professor X and Wolverine and shit? Or, like, so how they bring mutants to the MCU? That was just bringing Professor X and...
No, from what I heard, there's nothing I heard.
Are they bringing chemicals and shit like that?
They're saying that the universe that we know of the MCU to be is, like, it's broken. Like, someone changed it. And... They saying that Wanda is gonna like, instead of doing that House of M event where she says no more mutants and erase almost all of them, she's gonna say like more mutants or whatever. I don't know how she can word it, but she's gonna pretty much change reality and bring back her kids and bring back the mutants. That's the theory that people are bringing in. Mm. So like they were there this entire time, but like they didn't know they were mutants. Like they didn't know that they could do whatever they could do. So that's why they didn't help fight Thanos and all that shit.
I guess.
But yeah, I'm hyped for this movie, bro.
I am hyped too.
Let's move on, bro. We know we brought Charlotte here for a reason.
When Charlotte on screen, you know it's gonna get anime.
Yeah, you know they ain't nerdy and geeky, bro.
If it ain't 2D, she ain't here, bro.
Yeah. All right, man. We're gonna work our way up to the last argument. All right. But start talking about some Dragon Ball Z, bro.
Well, let's say trailer verse.
Yeah. All right. So the new trailer for the new Dragon Ball Z. How do you say name?
Dragon Ball Super Superhero.
Worst name of all time, bro.
The trailer came out for that. Was it new or is it just?
I don't think it was screenshots or the trailer.
I think it was just screenshots. The new.
Part. I mean, the only thing that really matters is
new information.
Yeah, new information. We finally confirmed. Goten, little ass, and little Trunks, little ass, freaking finally grew up. Yeah. Even just a little bit, bro.
Yes.
They finally changed,
like 2 years.
Thank God, but we finally see a freaking, and they were hitting the fusion dance. Yeah. And they hit the fusion dance, so.
I know
y'all
saw that.
So we gonna get a new version of Goten, so that's fire. It's like it's been a crazy movie, because we got older Trunks and Goten.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The new Broly. We got new villains. It seems like it's a big Gohan Center movie. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing a new Gohan form, you know, or new Gohan something, obviously. Yeah. I'm excited for the movie. Not really fucking animation still to this day.
CGI, come on.
Man. But I'm excited at it.
Yeah. How do you guys think they're gonna keep Goku and Vegeta like off world, off planet?
I'm guessing the villains aren't that much of a threat.
They're like, they got that.
I'm guessing it's more of a pushing Gohan to the limit or it'd be cool if Gohan's like, y'all stay back. We got me. I got this. Mm-hmm. Instead of like them just like busy with something else.
Because that
would be showing like Gohan like is finally stepping up to like become more of a fighter. Like, you know. Because I don't think, has he done it yet? Like, that's like Ultimate Gohan? Like
he did it in the movie, I guess, but because Bojack, right?
Did he? I'm talking about other niggas. Other nigga that can fight, okay?
But stay back.
He's volunteering to go in. Like, first. You know I'm going more like, okay, I have to fight.
Yeah.
Type of character. I don't think so. So that'd be dope to see him kind of take that kind of role.
Yeah. It would be cool to see, like, a different perspective, not just following Goku and Vegeta around. Still not fucking animation style. Not really. I haven't seen a threat yet. To be honest, I've heard some rumors. You heard some rumors today?
About
who the villain might be in this movie?
Phil?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it might be so. I heard someone might come back.
They might be bringing him back.
I don't like that, bro, but it is what it is. They run out of ideas, obviously.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like it's not being creative. Like,
yeah.
I don't think niggas hate a brand new villain. I don't think
Arnie brought Frieza back like 3 times, bro. Like,
yeah. I think it's lazy. Like, they already do that. Like,
I mean, this isn't confirmed.
They keep on bringing in the Joker, but they have other villains.
Yeah, it's not. They got androids. Red Ribbon Army.
Yeah.
Gohan main character. I think so in the Fade Back, bro.
How are they going to bring him? Are they just like...
Super Saiyan Blue Cell, bro.
Hmm? If they do that, bro, I'm gonna be like, what?
Oh, well, I was dead. I was Zubs. Frieza's new form in Goku's.
I see a picture of him taking his little egg thing off. Yeah, he had blue hair. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Like a Xenoverse character.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. But that's all we had on the hero topic.
Yeah. I'm kind of mad they changed Trunks' hair to the little blue.
That's future Trunks' hair, bro.
Yeah, but yeah. I like. No, he changed it to like the one super, you know, Dragon Super Trunks. Like he changed it from purple to like the blue color.
But I thought they already kind of slowed doing that.
No.
So Dragon Super Heroes, the first movie they did that.
Yeah.
They didn't change
Trump
it.
Still had old, Kid Trump still had old hair.
They still had purple.
Oh, I thought they changed that.
But yeah, I kind of disappointed in that. But other than that, I'm hyped for this movie, man.
Can I just place one thing?
Yeah, go ahead, CJ.
That battle hour was pretty dry, bro.
Oh, you watched that?
Mm-hmm. I watch all of it, but
it's always dry. Like it's a bunch of filler. No one cares about. Like, give us what we came here for. Like, no one cares about freaking the Dokkan card game. Give us a little trailer, and then you don't need 24 hours of this, bro.
But yeah, I learned my lesson last year. Never again. Never again.
Yeah, but I heard the creator of Dragon Ball Fighters, like she like walked off stage and didn't say anything about Roblox. Roll back. Damn.
I don't get why people expect that to come to this game. Because Save Fighters 2.
Yeah.
Like, Fighters 1 kind of dying.
Or new. But if people were expecting, like, a new season.
I still don't get why you give a new character.
Yeah. I mean, is she really a new character? Or is she kind of like.
She is.
Okay. Well, she's more like. You know how, like, Goku. All Gokus kind of have, like, similar kind of attacks?
Yeah.
But.
Not really. But.
Yes, they do.
Some. No, I'm talking about Android 21, not Goku.
I'm saying she got similar attacks to, like, her 21 form.
I mean, you disagree, CJ? You disagree?
Her Majin form.
I disagree, but, yeah.
She literally has, like, a move that looks almost like her tail, but it's not. She doesn't have a tail. Like when she's punching and shit. Like, I'm talking about, you know how, she's literally the same person, so she can't fight completely different, you know? Mm. So she's going to have, like, animations that look similar to her.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Similar style.
Yeah, like, she can't be a brand new fucking, like, she can't be a brand new, like, martial artist. She's the same, she's doing the same fight style, you know? Mm-hmm. She's just, I hate niggas that go backwards, okay? Why are we getting a weaker form? First, or last, you know?
It's just different. It's a different form. Yeah. But yeah, okay, I'm happy with the movie. I definitely see it. I enjoy seeing it in theaters. I'm mad about the CGI, but I enjoy seeing movies in theaters. I'm probably going to see it.
I don't think I'm seeing it in theaters.
Come on, you gotta see it. I can't lie. You gotta see it.
How
are
you gonna see it?
I'm like, gotta see it. Well, you almost fell asleep on Broly. So.
Oh my god. I fell asleep. I did fell asleep on Broly.
It's man.
Weird, bro. Alright. So, I got. This is not completely my idea. I just got inspired by somebody's video. His name is Totally Not Mark. And I said, dang, he kind of make an interesting point. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Almost demolished by Totally.
Yeah. He said, he used the word savior, or I don't put words in mouth. From what I got from it, he said he had an unpopular opinion that a show or a video series saved DBZ from irrelevancy.
I know what you're talking
about. Oh, I heard about that shit, bro.
He said, and I don't know if I agree or disagree. I'm that's like brought to the turntable. Yeah. He said that Dragon Ball Z Abridged kind of kept the franchise alive. Not like, oh man, the show wouldn't have been here without Dragon Ball Z Bridge, but like it kind of brought in new fans, like kept it from being like old head show, like a Yu Yu Hakusho, or like a, I can't think of another show right now, but like an older show like Bleach. It kind of kept it alive, and I don't necessarily disagree. I think a lot of people got like their whole idea of what Dragon Ball Z is from the Abridged series, to be honest, like the story of it. I don't think a lot of these kids nowadays like actually watch the show. I think the YouTube series kind of helped a lot, because a lot of people had a whole like bad dad joke and all that stuff. Goku's bad dad, mm-hmm. which is, I don't think, mm-hmm. the best dad in the world, but like that really played into it, the whole like the character of Goku, the caricature of Goku. I think that played a huge part. The videos did. What do y'all think?
I disagree. like
the world without a bridge, mm-hmm. and the world with a bridge.
I don't think it paid that much of a point. Mm-hmm. That's not saying, bro. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know, just respect RDC, but that's not saying RDC Anime House is freaking making shows relevant or keeping shows relevant. Like, yeah.
We got Moon Knight.
Huh?
We got Moon Knight.
Yeah, we got Moon Knight. We got Moon Knight.
I mean, they didn't predict everything, bro. But I'm saying it's like, yeah, they bring spotlight to the shows or certain characters that you never knew. Like I'm sure you watch Anime House and you're like, oh man, I didn't know this about a character or I didn't know about this show or something like that.
Yeah.
Or even Video Game House, you know? Like, yeah, if that's like anything in the world. Like it brings more attention to it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that it would affect it in a long time at all.
You don't think so?
No. Because Dragon Ball Z was big before the bridge and it's big without the bridge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I definitely think it helped. What about you, CJ?
I do think it helped, but... I'm sorry, bro. I was just...
Okay.
What were you, Sean?
Haven't watched a singular episode of Bridge, so.
But you know what Bridge is. You know what Bridge is. Don't you?
Yeah. Sure. I say I disagree.
Mm-hmm. Disagree.
But I see what your point is. Like
my point. Cash's point.
See Cash's point. Mm-hmm. I understand how that like wanes like the audience, like yeah. how people like know about it, even if it's like his jokes and stuff like that, mm-hmm. on like a parody.
Yeah,
I understand that, but I don't think that's how kept it like alive, like like that kept it like breathing. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably fine even if without Bridge didn't exist.
Mm. Oh, what's the year gap for Z and Super? Like, what's the year?
This is a big gap.
Hmm? This is a big gap. Huge
big gap.
At least,
well, if anything, I would say Kai did more than a bridge.
You think so?
Yes.
Mm. I think the Dragon Ball Z bridge did. I'm talking more like, not like, oh shit, what is Dragon Ball Z? I think people knowing the story. I think more people learned the story from watching freaking the YouTube abridged than people watch Kai. That's what I think. I don't think a lot of people sat there and watched Kai Weekly like we did.
So you tell me you think niggas went from Dragon Ball Z or Bridge to Dragon Ball Super?
Yes, I'm not even kidding. I'm not even joking, bro. I'm not joking at all. I think they did. I don't think a lot of niggas watch Dragon Ball Z Kai. I think a lot of these young kids.
So you're saying like it held them up, you know?
Yeah, it kind of brought the new generation. Yes. Brought the new generation in. People who didn't grow up with Dragon Ball Z, I think that's how they found out about it. I don't think they watched Dragon Ball, went back to watch the real anime and. Freaking, wait,
so do you think after they watch the bridge, they're going to go back to watch the original anime?
No.
I disagree. I think they would go back.
Nope.
I think they would go back to Dragon Ball Z. I think most niggas who watch who you're talking about, I think they might see clips of the bridge, never like full episodes. Like, I'll never watch like a freaking 5 episodes
like
of bridge.
One joke.
Mm. Yeah, they watch a couple clips of the bridge. Like, oh my god, what this shit is funny and fire. It's an actual show. Mm. And then you go watch the show. Mm. Like, oh my god, this is fire.
Actually, that happened.
I don't see a bridge making a whole another route to get to Super. I just don't see that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's interesting.
Okay. All right. Final topic of the day, bro. All right,
let's go.
We had a discussion while like everybody was in the various spots, and like I thought it'd be a quick little, you know, easy agreement.
Like,
I thought
just mentioned it, and they're like, hey, yeah, we agree.
Yeah, we all kind of agreed, and this is a common thing that most people talk about. But apparently, this household, we got some. First of all, we got two older heads, which me and Rick kind of agree on a little bit. We kind of drift from like I think one enemy. Shala and CJ, these young whippersnappers. Let's get into it, bro.
Let's go. Who's going first? Who's most relevant?
We haven't got to topic yet.
The big three, anime, bro. What is the big three, guys?
Okay, first we gotta break our definition, all right?
Yeah.
All right. When we talk about the topic like this, mm-hmm. we think big three. I'm thinking about the all time, okay?
Yes.
Of all time.
Not the most.
Not eras. Not decades.
Not the best ever. It's the more. I think about more popularity. That's how I think.
Well, yeah, because like more popularity and quality because quality is good, so I'm good up.
I think the biggest thing is impact.
Impact.
Yeah,
point, yeah. Yeah, Impact.
Impact. But yeah, so, we're talking about Big Three. I know niggas be like, the Big Three was Sailor Moon, Yu Yu Hakusho, then Dragon Ball Z,
Pokemon.
then One Piece, Naruto, and the Bleach, then Hunter x Hunter, Attack on Titan.
Yeah,
no.
Shit like that. Like they give like certain like that. But what right now we're arguing
the Mount Rushmore.
The Mount Rushmore, yeah. The Big Three. Like Mount, that's it. Like Mount. Like no other anime are allowed. Just this.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
Who will give you the first?
I'll do my first. Cause
as soon as I do like this.
I feel like I luckily have the most comment on. I ain't gonna lie. Alright. Big Three. Obviously, Dragon Ball Z's in there. Big Three. That's my number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number two, I gave it Naruto. Not Shippuden, I gave it Naruto.
Niggas both.
Yeah, but I know. But like, I gave it Naruto. Yeah.
I'll give it to Shippuden, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I'll give it to Shippuden.
And then three, I gave it to Bleach. Alright. Bleach?
You sound crazy saying that.
Bleach?
You sound crazy putting Naruto and Dragon Ball Z next to Bleach. You sound crazy, bro. I'm Bleach? Sorry.
I can wiggle out Bleach and put One Piece in there. But to me, I don't know. Maybe I just hate One Piece as a kid, bro. But I feel like One Piece just blew up. I know. You have seen much, so yeah, except for Bleach. You replaced.
Yeah, I got Dragon Ball, Naruto, and One Piece.
Alright.
Wait, Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah,
I'll
make sure.
I mean, the whole thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shiga, what's your list?
My list is Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach.
Okay.
Mine the same.
Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach.
Yes.
Alright. Okay, but before we attack them.
That shit don't make sense.
Before we attack them.
Are we going by the definition that we said at the beginning?
Hmm? Like, impact or like?
Of greatest, all time. Greatest of all time. All time. Greatest of all time.
I mean, One Piece still got under Pro, so I'll take
it. What?
You said greatest of all time, right?
No, like the biggest anime of all time. Not greatest. Or I guess that is greatest, but the biggest three.
I mean.
You stick to the CJ? Don't let change yesterday.
Yeah.
Bro, you're crazy.
All right, is it yours?
Yeah, she said.
Okay. Same thing. All right, let's get our minor disagreement.
All right, let's go.
We disagree on Bleach and One Piece. What to me, I'm not gonna fight that hard for Bleach. I just think it's bigger than One Piece. All right, and here's why.
I think One Piece
just got hot, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Then Bleach just.
My nigga, Bleach never hides.
Bleach
was hot. If you think Bleach is hot, then One Piece is hot. And it's got hotter.
Okay, right now it's fire. From what I heard, I ain't gonna say that. I just think that it just got hot over the last like 2-3 years. I think I was walking around. I said, niggas, I like One Piece.
Name one nigga that didn't know that Ace was dead, bro. Name one nigga. Everybody knew that, bro. I don't know not one character that died in Bleach. Shut up. Name one character that died in Bleach.
Nigga, all the story is. Anyway. I don't know, bro. Bleach had a bigger impact to me. I think when I thought of anime, like, I didn't even know what Bleach was.
Wait. This coming from a nigga who had a fucking mask in his room, bro. Hanging up. This coming from a nigga who had a hollow mask in his room hanging up, bro. Bleach, crack, bro. He wouldn't be canon, bro.
Arrive in Bleach, bro. Alright? Nobody just got hot. Main character can't swim. I mean,
nigga, all the shortest hair doesn't work.
Nigga, where you carrying the mom at?
Bro, did his brother get touched? That's what I'm saying, bro. But I don't know. I just feel like, to me, like when you turn on Toonami as a kid, Dragon Ball Z come on, Naruto come on, The Bleach come on. I didn't see one piece popping up on, bro.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, talking about Toonami though.
I'm just, what else you watching on?
What?
What is he gonna watch anime on when you're a kid?
I mean, I guess, but like, that's not One Piece's fault.
I think One Piece, because it wasn't hot enough to be over here, bro. In Japanese, stuck in Japanese island.
Here's my context. You know, the fork is up, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people got even the premise of like the freaking One Piece. But that was horrible. That was horrendous.
Doo-doo.
Open his you fire. Might as well just, open his fire. Just throw it out. Just throw it out.
Like, ugly as hell.
Yes.
No. Sunny sucking on pink lollipop.
I'll never forget that.
Oh yeah, he didn't smoke, did he?
No, yeah. They had to censor it. They had to censor that. Can't see adult smoking.
But in all seriousness,
I can see. I might just be a little biased. I can switch. I can switch out.
Yeah, this is not even about. This is not about Bleach.
I can, switch out.
This about these Bleach. Two. I almost kissed
him. It's two young bucks. All right, Charlotte, you had the most blasphemous, Charlotte. Why is Dragon Ball Z not in your top three? Not in the big three.
All right, here's my thing. Like, I get a feeling like Dragon Ball Z is like a completely different like thing to me. Like I can't like put it like shove it into the big three. Like, if I have to take, I have to take one anime out of the big three, and that doesn't feel right to me. Like, so I have to put Dragon Ball Z in a completely different category by itself. You know
why? Because
like,
it's too big.
I guess technically so. That's my argument. But if it's big, I feel like Dragon Ball Z is Earth, and the big three is the humans living on Earth. You know, like how like I can't like put like take out one of them. I feel like the big three, my big three is like the perfect like for like anime. Like
you can't, bro. You can't have big three. Like, you can't have big three without Dragon Ball Z, bro. I'm sorry.
That feels too blasphemous to me.
You can't take the foundation out and just be like, all right.
Not the foundation.
Without Dragon Ball Z, I guarantee you Bleach Nick's not flying. Bleach Nick's is not flying.
Naruto ain't wearing orange.
Oh, God, he's not.
He won.
I mean, that might be the foundation, but the big three improved on that. Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach. They improved
on
that.
Are you stupid? You think Bleach is better than Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
Oh my. You think Bleach is better than Dragon Ball Z?
Like, story, animation, everything like that,
story, animation, story, impact,
story.
Okay, meta impact, story better, Dragon Ball Z better, animation better than Dragon Ball Z.
You can't, nigga. It's an old show. What the
okay,
fuck?
Okay, take animation out.
Okay, story is debatable.
I don't know. It's debatable.
I can't say that because I never watched Bleach. But impact not coming nowhere close.
Yeah, maybe not, but...
Nowhere close. No close Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know. I don't understand. Sean is saying that it needs to be in its own separate entity.
Yes.
But if it's good enough to be in its own separate entity, it has to be part of the Big Three.
No. Big Three is so different.
Big Three is not just... It's not just quality, all right?
Nah.
It has to be popularity. Because if it's fucking Big
Is Bleach not popular, though? Like,
it is.
Is Bleach not popular?
You think Bleach is popular, more popular than Dragon Ball Z?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Dragon Ball Z?
You missed the point.
So, I don't understand how Dragon Ball Z is not in the list.
Sure, okay. See, what disqualifies Dragon Ball Z to you?
Dragon Ball Z is the bread, okay?
Okay.
The big three are the bun. I mean, not the bun. It's the condiment. The condiments. The meat and the sandwich, okay?
Yeah, break down no more way, bro.
Yeah, please, what? That shit made no sense.
Okay, Dragon Ball Z, the foundation. You know, freaking like the sand. You're digging up.
But how is the foundation sitting on the other things?
Huh?
Yeah. How the foundation?
Because they improved on it.
Built
they
upon improved on it. The popularity of a big three built upon Dragon Ball Z. That's what I'm saying.
Shala, you saying like, dang, bro.
They can't.
They said, what's your favorite president? He said, dang. I like Lincoln, but he's too good, bro. Nah.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yes, he's
you're missing the point. You're missing the point.
I guess I don't. What? Okay. I get his foundation. What about the show takes it out of your big three?
Nah, it's not about the show. It's not about the show. It's about, like, not the impact. It's about how, because Dragon Ball Z is like how, like, the journey, like, started, like, for a lot of people, like, anime. Somewhere.
Yes.
Like,
100%.
And the big three add on to the journey. You're like, you know, like, it's like part of, like, the anime experience, you know? Like, you can't have...
You can't... Shala, I can just end this all right here like this, bro.
What?
You watch an anime fan, and they be like, have you watched Bleach? And you say, no. They be like, oh, okay. You watch my anime fan, and say, you watch Dragon Ball Z? And they say, no. They gonna look you crazy. 100%, y'all. 100%. So the fact that that's the reaction that is 100% confirmed. You how can not be a big three?
I think Charlotte's trying to make it seem like the Dragon Ball Z is it's like the intermediate level, like we have level one, level two, level three. He's saying like Dragon Ball Z is the freaking little gray zone, the little like tutorial.
Yeah, the training room.
Yeah,
the training was the anime.
Like no way, like.
That's not saying like it's bad or anything, but it's I get a feeling it can't like go into the big three, like because I have to take out like one of the.
Get Bleach the fuck out of there! I'm telling you.
Nah,
get Bleach the fuck out of there. Bleach out. Get Bleach. Nah. What was your point again? So I can attack you.
Dang. First of all, I think we give Dragon Ball Z too much credit.
This come from a nigga who was fighting for his life a couple podcasts ago. For Dragon Ball Z. But come on.
I think we give Dragon Ball Z a little bit too much credit.
You said it's overrated.
Saying it's overrated. I'm saying because it started it, you know, we put it on a higher level than most shows, okay? Mm-hmm. Just because it started it doesn't mean... Well, obviously, the impact is there, obviously.
100%.
Hmm? 100%. Just because it started it doesn't mean it's over anything. I'm just saying that the other shows improved upon it.
But they were not. They didn't surpass it. They can prove all they want, CJ. They didn't surpass the show, though. Naruto didn't surpass Dragon Ball Z in popularity or anything. I don't think popularity.
No, I think the impact of Dragon Ball Z, it overshadowed everything else. Your story can be great. You can't. The impact of
you can never be.
If all the stats,
you can never be bigger than Dragon Ball Z.
If all the stats impact,
never.
And you can't take it out. I don't think you take it out for doing that.
Never.
Maybe we're Dragon Ball Z super fans, bro.
And is that possible? I don't want to think. I think Dragon Ball Z overhyped, but not overhyped. Overrated. Okay, but I still know ain't nothing freaking nothing ever gonna become more popular than that. Ever touching it, bro. Nothing. And the fact that you debating that Bleach. That Bleach is even comparable to Dragon Ball Z. It's crazy to me, bro. It's crazy.
I just can't believe I took it out.
It's crazy.
It was never in there for me.
That's a part of the discussion. Whenever I freaking think of Bit 3, I see Naruto, I see Goku, bro. I see him right in the statue. The third wheel is a little shaky. That is crazy to me. Y'all just don't put Dragon Ball Z in the freaking Bit 3. That's nuts to me. Alright? Maybe this will be real quick on this. I'm not real big into the current anime that much. If you had to give the top three to like the big three to like the current anime, like passing on the torch, do you think, first of all, do you think there's even like enough out for it to be a big three right now? Or, and like, what shows will it be for you right now?
I don't even know if there's enough out, but if I had to pick one, probably AOT is definitely in there.
What?
AOT is definitely in there.
Oh, Attack on Titan.
Demon Slayer definitely in there.
I feel like we saying that because like it's in the moment right now.
Yeah. Demon Slayer?
For Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan. Like if Attack on Titan came out 2 years ago or something like that, or
only reason I put Attack on Titan in there because Attack on Titan been out for a minute.
It came out in 2013, this anime did.
Yeah. Attack on Titan been out for a minute. I was in high school when Attack on Titan came out.
Yeah.
And it's been a heat ever since then, bro. I'm putting up there, bro. Attack on Titan's in there already. Mm.
I wouldn't debate it, but I'm just saying, I just feel like
this Bit 3 is fickle. This is like,
might change some out.
But right now, Attack on Titan's in it for me, bro.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And I ain't gonna lie, Naruto's still in there. Shippuden's still in there, bro.
No, it's not.
I think Shippuden's in there, bro.
Shippuden's in there.
It's over. It doesn't matter.
It's
still in there. No. No, don't ever say that B word to me again, bro. It's still in there.
Bro, Shippuden's over, bro.
It's over. It's still in there. It doesn't matter.
You can't count it.
It doesn't matter. It's still in there.
You can't keep the fucking torch. It's fast in the fucking torch. So how you hate the same thing, bro?
I'm not saying Naruto. I'm saying Naruto for the first one.
Naruto's not in the first one.
But Shippuden.
You can't take Naruto by itself to put in Big 3. I'm sorry. You can't. Because Naruto don't have any. It has crazy moments, but for you take the whole thing, you need at least Sasuke versus Naruto. Sasuke versus Itachi. Mm-hmm. You need Pain. You need all that, bro. You can't just take Naruto by itself.
Fair enough.
Okay, what's the third one?
I guess I'll kind of have to put My Hero, right?
I put My Hero.
Yeah, that's
right. I'll put My Hero.
I'm not putting Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is iffy one.
I said One Punch Man, but. The Cedar slap me at
one. I would say One Punch Man if it's more consistent, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It only had one season.
That too.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, my big three is, I think I said it. AOT, Demon Slayer, and My Hero kind of shaky.
Okay, even talking about quality, right? The popularity, bro. My Hero's poof.
Yes. I mean, Demon Slayer is also.
I gauge, I know that, but I feel like
I gauge it by like if I'm not watching the show, is it on my radar still? Like I would have to put Attack on Titan in there because every Sunday you gonna
Once the last episode when the season's over, I feel like it's gonna die down.
I don't think so.
I think it's gonna die down.
I think the meme's gonna be there for a long time.
I don't.
I think the freaking lore gonna be there for a long time.
I don't think so.
I think it's gonna be a cool 1 year before it, you know, starts sliding down, you
like
know?
Declining mm-hmm. a little bit.
Like to me, it's all be a masterpiece, mm-hmm. regardless of what it happened.
Yeah.
But I'm saying once this airtime's up, because right now it's almost like freaking like Euphoria, you know, Euphoria mm-hmm. and shit like that. Like every time I just it's out right now, everything out. Mm-hmm. But once the show is over, it's gonna be like okay, something's gonna come up, and it's gonna be out of conversation mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. to me personally. But my big three, I don't think it's big three. I think it's big two. It's just Titan and My Hero, bro.
Okay, that's big two. I no, I even think about it that way.
Like, cause Demon Slayer got lucky. That's literally it, bro. I'm sorry. Mm. Cause I'm saying if Demon Slayer had didn't have UFO in it.
Youth table. Yeah,
UFO. If they didn't have that studio, nope. I don't think it's there. I don't think.
Yeah, you're correct.
I don't think anywhere near it is.
But because they have that studio. You know, they literally had niggas who haven't watched anime calling them the best anime ever, bro. They literally had them, bro.
If Jujutsu Kaisen stay consistent, bro, it's up there, bro.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think it does.
It's just something about like My Hero feel like it's been here forever. Like it feel like it's been ingrained in anime forever. Mm-hmm. I don't get that feeling of Demon Slayer or Jujutsu Kaisen.
Honestly,
I mean, doesn't My Hero like four seasons?
This might sound shallow. It does. It might sound like could be fucking American, but I feel like you can't even consider yourself in the big three if your main character or most characters don't have a simple name to remember. If you can't remember a name,
I agree.
If you can't remember the name,
I agree.
You can't remember the name, you're not gonna get popular, to be honest.
I agree.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
if they're not easy to remember, like Deku, Goku, Luffy, like Naruto, if it's not easy to remember, it's not gonna blow up, bro. If you got a long name, like freaking, I don't want to be. But even a long name, you're not. If Naruto's main name, his name is Itachi or something like that, or Kakashi. Bleach. Come on, guys.
Hey, cause give me eight names of Bleach right now, cause
eight names of Bleach.
Give me eight names.
You got Rukia, Ichigo.
This man's fine for life.
Come on, bro.
See, in my head, I call that nigga with a sword. You know
what I mean?
You know a nigga with a sword.
No, he is.
But yeah, I think your character gotta be freaking easy to remember. Like, the name gotta be easy to remember.
Yeah.
You don't remember the person from Demon Slayer?
No.
I feel like Demon Slayer has, like, a couple basic names, and it gets, like, you can't say that shit.
Yeah. Like, which is obviously.
Maybe y'all just can't read, bro.
No, it's memorable. I agree. Cause like, what's the poison girl name?
Something, bro. Exactly. I don't know.
Something.
Bro, exactly. I still have trouble remembering the makeup from Jujutsu.
What's his teacher name?
Uraki. Uraki.
Yeah. I just feel like it's still like too try-hardy, you know. Mm.
I don't say priority because that's literally people's names like in Japanese.
But, I know, but I'm saying it's not original. Like it's names. Like Naruto is like absolutely like I don't think you meet someone real life named Sasuke.
Yeah, but I think that's named after like food and shit. Like,
yeah, I know, but like it's still.
But more, yeah, it's simple. It's simple.
Yeah, it's simple and it's more original to me. Yeah. Like instead of just giving someone a real name.
Mm-hmm. What's more original name?
But I guess a little side topic. You know, we don't got to talk about it if you want to, but. We brought this up earlier. Who has better animation? Attack on Titan or Jujutsu Kaisen?
The current season. Time about current season.
I didn't even watch
Jujutsu Kaisen. Yes!
I didn't even hear about I gotta say.
They're animated by the same studio. The current season we're watching right now is animated by the same studio. Keep that in mind. Bro, we're watching both.
I gotta say Jujutsu Kaisen because I've been so.
Who's debating this?
Yeah, I don't think it's they
were. Who's debating this? Yes. Wait, what do you think that is?
You
bugging
out.
See what?
See that?
The story is amazing.
They don't move. I realize they don't move a lot on Attack on Titan. Like they don't move a lot.
It's more about anime.
I forgot. I forgot Titan's on a bitch.
They really don't need to. Like, bro.
Attack on Titan Season 4 is like the abandoned child of MAPPA.
Okay. Oh, wait. We're talking about Season 4. Are we talking about the whole Attack on Titan series?
I was talking about season 4. I was talking about
because we're talking about the whole series. There was different debate.
Yeah. Because
we're talking about season 3. Wait. Season 3 was Levi like get all crazy on.
Yeah. That one crazy. Like, that's what I was thinking about.
Like, but still not better than Jujutsu Kaisen, bro. Them fights look like hurt, bro.
I just feel like there's like different advantages, all right? Because like one's newer, it has better, it obviously has better like sit.
Well, I'm talking about
okay, season 4 obviously getting watched by Jujutsu Kaisen, but are you slow? Season 4 Platinum is getting watched by Jujutsu Kaisen by like animation. That's it. I ain't my story. You think a debate? Nigga, the wartime versus Eren scene was made my I don't throw up today. Yeah. Are you joking?
It's so clunky.
It's like a freaking PS3 freaking anime game.
Cussing. Not even cussing.
I'm saying, it's like, it like I get analog stick and control them. That's what it look like. Like some movements.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah, bro, and just wrap it up, bro. We didn't talk about when it came out, bro. But, and this is the old news. But what was the Warhammer Titan?
What do you mean?
Remember the Titan who had like the low spines? Yeah. She got folded by Eren, bro. I saw her be like a freaking
like this is gonna be the battle for the whole episode.
And she looked crazy. She like that. I saw like some of the best abilities. Yeah, like, I thought she had like freaking just like make swords and shit like that.
She might come out the ground like Carnage. Folded, bro.
I don't care how she lost a naked nigga, bro. Don't understand.
But yeah,
Eren just got it, bro.
Lose.
But anyway, y'all heard Charlotte and CJ's blasphemous tape, bro. Y'all can decide whether Bleach belongs there or not. I think it does. Grant says it doesn't, but I mean, what are you gonna do, bro? Everybody can't be right. But yeah, thanks for watching the episode with us. Please like the video, share it, subscribe, comment down below. If you're on TikTok, you know, well, I don't know what do you do. Hearts TikTok.
And make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Studio Struggle, and our Instagram, Struggle_Studio_, our TikTok, of course, Struggle Studio. Y'all said that. Gaming, Struggle Studio Gaming, or our YouTube for people who want to watch us, not just hear us.
Yeah.
Struggle Studio. Facebook page, Struggle Studio. I think that's about it. Anything else you want to say about how wrong y'all are? About how drama these
super wrong, bro. Super wrong.
I said what I said, and I know I'm not wrong, so.
All right, it's going to be a night. All right. Thank you for watching. Deuces.
See ya.